Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III with LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast, which is entitled, Walking in the Spirit is as Easy as Flying. In the previous article in this series, I wrote about how we must take personal responsibility for our spiritual transformation. This article will give some practical ways to get better at what the Bible calls walking in the Spirit. Paul taught that when we walk in the Spirit, we do the things that please God. The indwelling Spirit is always in harmony with the will of God, is always motivated to do the will of God, and is permanently available to us to enable us to live out this motivation in harmony. For this reason, also, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord to please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power, according to His glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience, joyously giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. That was from Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 through 12, the New American Standard Bible. Walking in the Spirit describes what it is like for the Holy Spirit to manifest through us His supernatural ability to live above the downward pull of sin and the flesh, and experience God's guidance and empowerment to be effective representatives of the kingdom of God. Because most people are only familiar with living out of their own strength and resources, the idea of living above the downward pull of sin seems pretty far out there. When we live out of our own strength, we're doomed to failure because we were never intended or designed to be able to do that. From the beginning, God planned for all people to draw on His life and ability. But Adam and Eve chose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil over the tree of life. The tree of life represents living out of God's resources in the Spirit. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil represents living out of our own resources, knowledge, and ability. That has not worked out very well for us. Sin is basically the disastrous attempt to be our own boss, our own source, and our own God. Therefore, the first step in learning how to walk in the Spirit is to admit we cannot do life on our own and surrender to the Lord Jesus. Once we take this step, He gives us His Spirit to be our helper, the one who is called alongside and who indwells us. At that point, we begin the lifelong process of learning how to lean not on our own understanding, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, but to lean on the Spirit of God. Let's talk about the law of lift. Walking in the Spirit is as easy as flying. We all know that gravity exerts a downward pull on everything. Airplanes are no exception. How is it then that planes can fly? The answer is that if a plane attains enough speed, the design of the wings causes the upward lift of slower moving air under the wings to push the plane upward. If properly designed and flown, a plane overcomes gravity as long as the necessary airspeed is maintained. The law of lift temporarily overcomes the law of gravity. If airspeed drops below the critical level, so will the plane. Gravity has not been removed, but simply overcome. This is a decent picture of what it means to walk in the Spirit. The pull of the flesh does not go away when we walk in the Spirit. Rather, it is rendered ineffective, just as gravity is rendered ineffective by the law of lift. Romans 6:6 says, "We know that our old man was crucified with Christ so that the body of sin would no longer dominate us, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." That's from the New English Translation. I chose this translation because it is a good one and properly translates the difficult Greek word katargeo, which means either to render inoperative or to abolish. It is clear that the flesh or body of sin still has influence in our lives after we're born again. We do not have to listen to it or obey it, but it's still there. Otherwise, Paul's words in Galatians 5:16 and 17 are nonsensical, where he describes the war that we experience between the flesh and the spirit. Just as surely as gravity will pull a plane to the earth, so the flesh will pull us down into sin and carnality if we do not overcome it by walking in the Spirit. God did not annihilate our flesh. Instead, he chose to strip it of its power. God left the flesh in place so that we will learn to continually depend on him for strength to live for God. This means that we are to be ever vigilant. It is important for us to keep our focus on the Lord. It is helpful to devote ourselves to worship, prayer, Bible meditation, and whatever else helps us to continually draw upon the resources of the Lord rather than our own. A good pilot spends time inspecting his plane before takeoff, because once in the air, everything must be working properly or bad things can happen. God expects us to vigilantly look after the things that he has put under our responsibility so that we can walk in the Spirit each day. In Ephesians 5:15 through 21, there is a great passage that tells us to be careful how we walk, not as unwise, but as wise. A good pilot understands the gravity of the situation when he or she is in the air. He or she knows that attention to details can spell the difference between success and failure, life and death. You might say that a good pilot has a certain fear in her or his approach to flying. We likewise should maintain a proper fear of the Lord as we walk in the Spirit, realizing that this is no light thing. We have wicked spiritual enemies all around us who desire to sabotage our walk with the Lord, our own flesh being the most vile and untrustworthy. Acts 9:31 says, "So the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It multiplied." We need both of these things in our lives. To conclude, comparing walking in the Spirit to flying is a good analogy. When everything is working properly, there is no struggle in flying. The combination of a properly working plane and a good pilot creates a stress-free experience of flight. However, we must never forget the pull of gravity and become slack in our thorough preparation and approach to flying. Likewise, spiritually speaking, even though we have been given all we need for success, we must never presume that walking in the Spirit allows us to become slack in our devotion to the Lord. Carefulness and vigilance, coupled with the fear of the Lord, must accompany our faith and reliance upon the indwelling Spirit. Let me conclude by reading 1 Peter 1:13 from the New American Standard Bible. Therefore, prepare your minds for action, keep sober in spirit, fix your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.